Well, the adoption of nuclear-powered submarines is being heralded as a game-changer of Australia's maritime capability, but there's much more to the announcement than submarines. The three nations, party to the agreement, are establishing what's being described as a new inner circle of strategic trust as they develop technology and weapons for the future. Here's political reporter Melissa Clark.
In the new alliance AUKUS, Australia, the United Kingdom and the United States, sharing technology for nuclear-powered submarines is just the beginning. Retired Vice Admiral Paul Madison is the director of the Defence Research Institute at the University of New South Wales.
Clearly, the transfer of nuclear propulsion and nuclear reactor technology is a huge step in which that knowledge is being deliberately transferred to Australia. But there's language in that alliance agreement around accelerating collaboration in capability development in areas such as artificial intelligence, hypersonics, quantum technologies, cyber, undersea sensing.
So this won't be a one-way transfer. The AUKUS alliance marks a new level of cooperation on the development of sensitive technologies, with Australian research likely to assist American and British defence capabilities too.
But this is also recognition that Australia has world-class leadership in developing capability, and in for example, in the areas of hypersonics and quantum technologies. I mean, Australia punches way above our weight here.
In the more immediate future, Defence Minister Peter Dutton has suggested on Channel 9 a major increase in American troop rotations and military equipment on Australian soil.
People rotating through, so some might be on a permanent basis, but we'll work through the numbers. And there's obviously an opportunity across the north of Australia where people can be based, but in the southern states as well. At airfields, the United States is talking about bringing through all sorts of planes, bombers and different surveillance planes, etc., sustaining them through Richmond or Amberley, different airports, and there's a big opportunity.
The federal government has been at pains to say this is not about any one country, that is, China. For example, here's Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne on Channel 7.
It's based on protecting our security and our prosperity, and frankly is in no way aimed at any one other country. It is about the focus that we have on advancing Australia's interests.
But the federal government's view on relations with China has changed, as the circumstances have. 3 years ago, this was Scott Morrison's view on Australia's relationships with both China and America.
And Australia doesn't have to choose, and we won't choose. We will continue to work constructively with both partners.
Now, it would appear Australia has chosen.
Today I announce a new partnership, a new agreement that I describe as a forever partnership.
A forever partnership and a new core to Australia's security, according to Paul Madison from the Defence Research Institute.
And so what this really speaks to is an acknowledgement that there is a new kind of inner circle of strategic trust that exists in London, Washington and Canberra.
Does AUKUS now overtake the Five Eyes intelligence sharing network? That includes New Zealand and Canada, and AUKUS doesn't. Is this smaller grouping now at a higher level of importance than the Five Eyes alliance?
I think at the moment it does. I mean, it's new, and it's the signals out of the three leaders are really strong. Now, the Five Eyes alliance was set up after the Second World War as a intelligence sharing network, signals intelligence, mostly with a view towards the Soviet Union as the potential adversary. This arrangement is focused not on intelligence sharing, but more on technology and capability development sharing.
That's Paul Madison from the Defence Research Institute. Melissa Clark, our reporter.